Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you have prescription medication in your house? We almost all do. Whether you're on prescription medication for cholesterol or blood pressure or any number of other things, there is the possibility that your children, whether accidentally or on purpose, get in touch with your medications, and that can lead to some disastrous results. My guest is Dr. Lindsay Burkhart, and she is a pediatric physician at Harvard Medical School and pediatric emergency medicine at Boston Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Burkhart. Speak about adult prescription drug use and whether or not our children are getting into these prescriptions, whether intentionally or on purpose or, you know, accidentally.
Sure. Well, we're definitely finding that as rates of adult drug use are increasing, meaning more and more adults are using prescription medications for a variety of conditions, that more and more kids are being poisoned and exposed to these medications. And as you mentioned, sometimes it's, you know, accidental, and other times it's unfortunately intentional.
So if you're going through mom's purse or grandma's purse and you see that there's a little pill and you think, oh, grandma's got a mint in there, and a little kid grabs it, you know.
Exactly.
And so I can see where that would be an accidental thing. But teens, suppose you got Vicodin, your last back problem, something like that. Teens might go rooting through your medicine cabinet looking for something like that. So what do we do to stop that?
It's a very good point. You know, kids who are kind of under the age of 5 are going to have very different reasons for being poisoned by adult medications than teenagers. As you mentioned, you know, many of these medications, they look like candy. They can be very similar to something like a sweet tart or mint. And so a 2-year-old who is very actively exploring their environment, you know, and finds one of these colorful things in mom's purse or on the floor, will put it in their mouth just, you know, purely because that's how they're exploring their world. Versus a teenager may abuse the medications for recreational purposes or, you know, unfortunately, for the purpose of harming themselves if they're depressed or have other reasons for wanting to get into medications. So you can imagine that the things we're going to have to do to keep that 2-year-old out of trouble are very different than the things we're going to have to do to keep the teenager out of trouble. So, you know, for parents, the best thing is really, if you have young kids in the house, always storing the medications, you know, in child-resistant packaging in a high place where the kids can't get to them. And then if you're in a home or you're around teenagers, really talking to your teenagers about how dangerous these medications can be, and, you know, making sure that they're also very inaccessible to teens as well.
Okay, so with the little kids, I mean, sometimes parents make mistake and you bring your pills with you because you're going away for a week or you something, and if you drop out in your purse. So as a parent of little kids, we just have to be really much more vigilant. And if you have an older parent and, you know, you take the kids to see the grandparent, you make sure that grandma's purse and all of these kinds of things are not, I mean, we just have to, that's just vigilance, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one thing you mentioned is, you know, you're going away and you just kind of put them in your purse. But these medications should really always be stored in child-resistant packaging. So you never want to take them out and put them in a plastic baggie or put them in one of those days of the week dispensers that you can kind of flip open easily and grab all the pills at one time. They really, even if you're traveling or if you're going to visit relatives, should be, you know, in the child-resistant packaging with the lid completely replaced. And when you get to, you know, the grandparent's house, feels funny to say, but, you know, ask, are there medications in the home? Can we make sure that they're stored up in a way where the kids can't get to them?
I don't think that should feel funny to ask at all. I mean,
it should be the
same as asking if there's guns in the home. It shouldn't be something that makes you uncomfortable. Hey, do you take medication, Mom? I need to know, because I just want to make sure my 2-3-year-old doesn't go running around and pick something up if you've got your blood pressure medication sitting around. So that's
Absolutely. Vigilance.
Now the teens, you mentioned speaking with them. Is it better to say, okay, Daddy got back pain pills, or is it better to keep it on the down low and keep them hidden?
You know, I think that's, you know, a conversation that each family has to have and probably, you know, decide for themselves based on the circumstances in the home. But I think open and honest conversations with teenagers are, you know, never a bad thing. And talking with them about the dangers of these medications, I think, is really helpful, because I think a lot of teenagers may not realize that if these medications that are prescribed for their parents, if they take them in, you know, enough quantities can actually be very harmful to the teens. So I think talking about them is important, but then also making them inaccessible and storing them, you know, in a place where the teens can't get to them is important as well, because we're really finding out that more and more teenagers are unfortunately seeking out these medications.
Well, I also would think that when your teens have friends over, you know, hey, does your parents have Vicodin around? Do they have, you know, Darvocet, any of these kinds of things? I mean, I can't see teens wanting to take cholesterol medication or blood pressure medication just for the, you know, heck of it. Or, as you say, to intentionally harm them, maybe, but it's the painkillers that I worry about.
You're right. You make a really good point there. The reason that the teenagers are abusing the pain medications is probably really different than the reasons that they're getting into the diabetes drugs and the, you know, blood pressure medication. So, you know, they're probably seeking out the opioids for the purposes of getting high or abusing them. And then the blood pressure medications is really for the intent of harming themselves. So both dangerous for different reasons.
Both dangerous for different reasons. And so I would imagine that getting to know your teenager as well as you can know any teenager, which, you know, that's kind of funny, but, you know, trying to talk to them about this and keeping the medications locked up. What else with the teenagers and these medications? Because that's rather scary. And I've thought about it myself with a 13-year-old son, a 10-year-old daughter, about any medications, old medications that we forgot about, you know, going through the medicine cabinet, keeping them out of it.
Absolutely. And I think going through the medicine cabinet is a great idea. Realizing what you actually have in your house is important, because we, you know, all forget, you know, we had this prescription that's left over from something months ago that we don't realize is around. And teens who are curious or who are exploring and looking for these things may intentionally seek them out. So, you know, going through and realizing what's in your home and getting rid of things that you don't need anymore is definitely a good thing.
And then some strategies for talking with our children and preventing prescription drug ingestions. So give us some working strategies.
You know, I think just being honest with the teenagers and saying, you know, telling them if you can why you're taking the medication, what they can potentially do, you know, in terms of unintended consequences. So explaining to them that, you know, if you take enough of an opioid medication, it could be very harmful. It could slow your breathing. It could slow your heart rate. You could become very sick from this and have to go to the hospital. I think teenagers may not realize that when they're seeking these out for recreational purposes.
So discussion, being open and honest, making sure that you're vigilant around the littler, younger kids. And as an emergency physician, you're seeing kids come in really at all ages and for all reasons with these medication overdoses.
Absolutely. And there's a couple of great resources for parents. You know, your primary care pediatrician will be very well versed in this. And, you know, knowing each family very well will be able to help frame the discussion well, I think, for families. And then the National Toys and Control Centers have a toll-free number, you know, available 24/7 that parents can call if they want advice on, you know, specific medications or about counseling around specific medications. And that it's a national number, so you can call it from anywhere in the U.S. and get that free confidential advice.
And do you have that number?
I do. It's 1-800-222-1222.
And it's 1-800-222-1222. And that's a national number that people can call for advice. And if you think that your child has ingested medications, whether they were your prescription, something the child found in a purse, this is the number that you can call. And also to get advice on maybe dealing with some of these medications and throw out your old medications, listeners. If you've got old painkillers or things that are expired, go through your medicine cabinet, get rid of them and throw them out, because that's what it's about, is keeping our children and our teens really safe, and hopefully that they won't ingest these things. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with HealthyChildren.org, their consumer website. Remember to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole again. Stay well.